You're listening to 88.7 WLUW, Chicago's Sound Alliance. We're broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University.
Hard, fast ride, blink of an eye, run to the angels for you die. Hard,
welcome to Somebody Else's Troubles. This is Tom Jackson, and joining us in the studio is the young lady who sang and wrote and produced that song, Kathy Greenhold. Kathy, thanks for coming in today.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited. It's been a long time since we've had you here in the studio.
Pandemic and
yep.
all.
Last time was when you had your last album out, which was 19?
Well,
2019?
There was one in 2017, and then I actually did release one in 2020, but
right,
it
if.
Was all virtual.
Or it or if?
Yeah, it was if.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we couldn't,
yeah, couldn't
be
do,
together with people.
I'm very excited to have you in here. I love the new record. It's called Learning to Be. You're getting casual.
Either way, it's fine.
Yeah. And we heard the song Run. It's a 6-song CD, EP, whatever you call it these days. Songs written during the pandemic.
Right.
Anything you want to tell us about Run, which we just heard?
Well, I had some difficulty writing in the pandemic at first because in more recent years, my travels had been inspiring a lot of my songs. And so when you couldn't really go anywhere, it was difficult finding inspiration. So then what I did was went and sat in a nearby forest preserve because it was safe to do that by yourself. And I just kept trying and trying to write. So and that is then one of the songs that came out.
Oh, okay. So. The next song we're going to play came out of the pandemic, and I refer to it as the bubble song. Never
yes.
Coming Out is the name of the song. And it is because we're friends on Facebook and friends in real life too,
right.
But on Facebook, you had pictures of a little structure that you and Paul, your husband, built in the backyard.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that structure and how it came about and what you did out there.
Well, as you know, it's very cold here in the winter.
It does tend to get that way.
And everyone was cooped up at home. And I was like...
And this is 2020,
right,
2021.
Yeah, the height of the pandemic winter. So we'd already been home for a long time, right? And we had been enjoying, we were fortunate to have a backyard and a garden that I love. But I was sitting out there and I was like, we're going to have to do something because I don't know what I can do this winter.
Yeah, you can only sit so long outside in the cold, without a heat source.
So I went on to Amazon and I got a plastic bubble tent, the kind that they were using for restaurants and things around town. And I put a little heater there and I found that I could be out there in any weather pretty much. Put on some warm socks and a jacket if need be.
And there's a bunch of pictures out there. I remember seeing that. I was like, that looks really nice.
It was nice. And it was amazing, too, because the bubble was clear plastic and you're sort of hidden in plain sight in it. So you could watch the birds go by because we still have birds in winter, or the squirrels, or just watch the sun or the movement of the clouds. And for me, it was really an adventure. It was an adventure to try to keep the bubble standing. I'd have to tape it with duct tape on the clear packing tape.
Well, yeah,
clear
and the snow gets
tape.
On it and sits right. on it.
Right.
Did you ever take your cats out there?
I did. Our cat, Philemon, liked to go out there with
me. I see that
me.
Could be a possible problem.
Right. He unfortunately never scratched the sides.
Yeah, because all of a sudden that could... be a big problem.
Right.
It's one thing to scratch furniture.
Right.
But
yeah.
The walls of your bubble would be very bad.
Right.
Like, did you and Paul eat out there and stuff like that?
Well, Paul helped me put it up, and I think originally he thought he'd hang out there too, but it quickly became my personal sanctuary.
Okay.
And I just loved being out there whenever possible. And it truly was a sanctuary and an adventure for me. And I read books in there and
I know you do
wrote
some work
a journal.
From home.
Yeah.
You know, did you work from home out there?
I didn't. I tried to figure out a way to do that, but it just wasn't safe for the
computer. That's true.
But I read a book in there about a woman named Julian of Norwich who lived in the Middle Ages during the plagues. She lived through more than one plague in her lifetime. And she became what is known as an anchorite. And these were people who were mystics, and they were involved with the Catholic Church. And they lived in a small structure, which would either be on the grounds of the church or attached to it. And in there, Julian wrote the first English language book by a woman. So... and that was her sanctuary in the plague times and just in general. But reading about Julian, and I was journaling while I was in the bubble too, of course I noted certain parallels between her bubble and mine. So both of those things, the bubble and Julian, inspired this song.
Nice. So let's hear it out. The song is called Never Coming Out. Mm-hmm. And it's off of the Kathy Greenhalgh record, which just got released yesterday.
Right.
So it's available physically and stuff. You go to Bandcamp or wherever. You got a show coming up. We'll talk about that later. But it's sold out.
Right.
So hopefully you got some other plans in the future. an awkward laugh there, but we'll get you and make sure you're getting
well,
out
I'm
there.
Just laughing because someone said, you need shifts.
Hey! That's a great idea. You could just play all night, just have people shift in and out. All right, this is Kathy Greenhalgh from her brand new record. This is Never Coming Out.
So now I come.
coming out, but she is out, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy Greenhold has come downtown to hang out with us and talk about her new record and her new songs and her show coming up next week. Never Coming Out, though, that it's a great song. I just love it.
Thank you.
And I just can easily picture how it came about. And then you talked about the is she a saint?
She is not really a saint. She's a saint for some people, but not in the Catholic Church.
Okay, not officially.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is her name again?
Julian of Norwich from England.
And one of the cool things that came out of this song and out of the pandemic and all that stuff is you got to go sing the song and speak, I assume, at a conference type of thing in England, right?
Well, we turned it into a video, the song, and then what I did was, create a presentation around the video and talk all about Julian's life and times and my life in the bubble and times, and just told the story of the bubble and Julian together. And it was at the University of Warwick. It was really exciting.
So how did that come about?
Well, it was there was a call for people to present at a conference looking at pandemic topics. So this was related to the pandemic. It was an academic conference, and so I was surprised to be invited to come. But it turns out they were looking for some non-academics, too, who appreciate the materials and research that academics do and use those.
And that had to just be a thrill.
It was. It was very exciting.
To talk about your music and how it came about during this amazing time we've gone through or still going through, depending how you look at it.
Right.
The song works in a couple different ways, because obviously it's you wrote it about being in the backyard and stuff, but also this woman, that's where you drew your inspiration for this song. And mm-hmm. I love hearing your stories about how your songs come about, mm-hmm. because you've had some amazing songs that come out of these great stories, and I know that. The last song on this CD, Roots, came mm-hmm. out of a cool little story that our mutual friend of ours inspired. So tell us about Roots and how that came about.
Well, our friend Jenny Binneman, who is a wonderful songwriter, is also a wonderful haiku poet. And she's created this community of songwriters who write songs inspired by her haiku poetry. And so this song, Roots, was inspired by one of Jenny's haikus, and I was attracted to, in fact, I have it here. The haiku is, "We are here and gone, a moment in time, fleeting yet eternal." And I wrote this song in May of 2020, when that was a sad time, for the world. There was a lot of people's loved ones had passed away from the pandemic, and also people I knew, their loved ones had passed away from other, causes. And I was thinking about them, and I was sitting in my garden, which is filled with flowers, many of which came from people in my family and friends, and one person who is no longer with us, too, my grandfather. It was passed down and down and ended up in my garden.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just thinking about the garden and the life in it and the things that you leave behind. Even if you pass on, you leave yourself behind in many different ways.
Well, and as I was listening to the song, because over the last week or so I've been listening to this a lot, and I was trying to figure out, what lines are from the haiku by Jenny, and I missed it.
I just took inspiration from her words.
I assume that the line "Life grows where the roots are deep" was the middle line of the haiku, 575, mm-hmm. and it's not, but it could be.
Right.
That's out there if people want to use that thing, or if you can just redo it.
Right. Sometimes people will take the whole haiku and put it in a song or a line or a few words. And sometimes I just am just inspired by the words, and then I just let my songs go wherever they're going to go, because it's almost like when you're writing songs, you don't really have control over them. They have minds of their own, and they do what they want.
Well, especially when you're writing about a saint or somebody. Those definitely got to have minds of their own, because they got to lead you, the spirit leads you somewhere. So we're going to hear Roots right now, okay. And then we'll have you come back and maybe play a song or two live for us. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, this is Kathy Greenhalgh's new record, Learning to Be. And this is Roots, inspired by a Jenny Bieniemann poem, haiku, actually. Life grows where the roots are deep. Seven syllables in that one. And this is Tom Jackson. We're with Kathy Greenhalgh today, and she's got a brand new record out, Learning to Be. Six beautiful songs. You did a great job with this.
Thank you.
And we got to give a shout out
Steve
to
Dawson.
Steve Dawson, who did an amazing job, as he has done with a lot of your stuff,
right.
And a lot of other people.
Yeah. He's a wonderful producer, and I sang and played my guitar, but he played all the other parts and did all the arrangements.
And now, did you spend a lot of time with him in the studio, or was it digitally going back and forth mostly?
Except for Never Coming Out, which we did virtually, and my husband, Paul Cody, is a musician, and he recorded my vocal and guitar, and we sent that over to Steve, and he added the other parts because nobody could gather at the time, but everything else we recorded at Steve's studio.
Speaking of your wonderful husband, Paul Cody, who is a singer-songwriter and a rocker, so there's obviously lots of music in the house and guitars,
yes.
And stuff. Do you guys played completely different kinds of music and on the face of it. Do you guys play together?
We have sometimes played together in the past. And when I first started performing, it was myself, Paul, and our friend Rob Four, who is Paul's bass player.
One of the Yetzel brothers.
Right, exactly. So, yes.
Well, and I've seen you, Paul, play. We had you guys do a Dylan show and a Beatles thing at the Filament years ago. And it was wonderful to see you guys
playing
together.
Yeah, it's fun to do it together. Sometimes.
Do you play at home together? Like just, you know, I got a new song, Paul, you know, or is it?
We bounce them off each other and get feedback from each other, but they're really kind of our own art projects. So, yes.
That's a good way of putting it, because the art project, you know, you got your space, you got your stuff, and it's, you know, and if the other person comes, they're moving your stuff. Sounds like a George Carlin
thing. Basement is mostly Paul World.
That would make sense. That would make sense, because he's got his stuff is a lot bigger and more of it.
Right, and his whole band practices.
Yeah. And your space was the bubble.
Yeah, so, the backyard.
What happened to the bubble? I know, you know, at some point it died, but how did it go?
Well, I did eventually come out because I don't know if you recall, but that was a really snowy winter, really crazy snowy winter, inches and inches of snow over and over again. So I fought to keep that bubble up, but eventually it collapsed in a snowstorm. That was the end of the bubble.
Hopefully you weren't in it.
I was not in it.
That's good.
Right.
I see you got your guitar out, and I can tell by the song in front of you there, and it's the one that I said was is my favorite these days on the album.
Thank you.
Rain. It, you know, it's a very simple song, simple melody. The vocals are real nice, but I think it beautifully fits for your voice.
That's
the thing. I mean, the words are really nice and all that, but your voice with it just is it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It just, you know, when I played it going through, or just went back and listened to it again the first time that I physically listened to it. And it's a gorgeous song. Would you like to tell us about it?
Sure. So this song is called Rain, and I was inspired to write it by another saint. Her name is Saint Germain Cousin of France, and she lived in the 16th century. And she had a very difficult life, and like she was forced to live out, you know, with the sheep and stuff and the cattle and things and take care of them. And she was a bit ostracized from her family and her community. But she had such an amazing outlook on life where she just kind of forgave everybody. And eventually the people in the community began to see what a really good person she was. But I was inspired by her life. And then also I decided, and this was last summer, so we're starting to come out, but I felt safe to go to this little place called the Cozy Cottage, which I found on Airbnb and is in Indiana, but near the Harbor Country. And I went there to write this song, and it started raining. And I'd had a few failed attempts, and then it just came. It just came while it was raining.
Nice.
So should I?
Yeah.
Okay.